Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Treasured possessions. Have you ever had one? Have you ever had something so treasured, so valuable, that you just held on to it? You couldn't do without it? For me, it's my wife. Well, I'm giving brownie points today. Did you hear that? Keep score back there. It's okay. But I remember a few months ago, probably longer than a few months ago, I thought I had lost my wedding ring. Now, my wife and I have this role reversal thing going on in our marriage where she said, it's just a ring. It's no big deal. You know, we still got each other. And I'm like, I've lost my wedding ring. It was given to me the day on our wedding. It means so much to me, and it's so valuable, and I've lost it. And you know what? I did. I started looking everywhere. I retraced my steps from the day before. I even called the places we had been looking for my wedding ring, and I couldn't find it, and it was eating me inside. You know that feeling when you've lost something you've cared about, that you loved, something you've worn for 15 years, and you know it was a very special gift from somebody who really cares about you, and I didn't know what to do. I was just distraught. I was so distraught. I started praying, God, help me to find this ring, and so finally a couple of days went by, and I just determined it was lost, and I started getting excited about picking out another one. Going ring shopping sounded fun. But anyways, Stephanie was doing laundry one day, and we had this quilt, and it's got these places that can be tucked in and all of this stuff, and all of a sudden she sees something shiny in the quilt, and guess what? It was my wedding ring. And I was so excited to have it back. And I got it, and I cleaned it off, and I polished it and put it back on my finger, and I felt normal again. And I was so happy that I had found my wedding ring. And I was so happy. I rejoiced. And even my women's Bible study, they kept tabs on me, and we rejoiced together in finding my wedding ring. So I was so happy. So you know what I'm talking about. We all have something in our life that is treasured. It's valuable. We love it. We're going to keep it. We keep it clean, we keep it pretty, we keep it shiny, whatever that may be. In the same way, and even more powerful, even more awe-inspiring, in a miracle, really, God calls us His treasured possessions. Now, why would that be a miracle? I don't feel like a treasured possession. I definitely don't look like a treasured possession. I mean, I do shine sometimes, depending on if I got a good shave or not, right? I certainly don't act like a treasured possession. But it's a miracle that God looks down upon us and He calls us His treasured possessions. God has chosen us to be His treasured possessions, not because we are powerful, not because we are perfect, or not because we even deserve it, but because He loves us more than creation itself. That's a pretty powerful statement. One of the things that we talk about in theological circles is that we are the crown of God's creation. When God created everything, and remember, angels are created beings, right? And for some reason, I think a lot of people think that angels are higher than people. You hear people say, oh, that person died and they became an angel. No, that's not true. That would be a demotion rather than a promotion. That's reality. Because angels were created for what purpose? To serve us, right? Because we're the crown of creation. When God created everything, on top of it all, He placed you and me. He placed us to the highest place in all of His creation. And of all of creation, no other part of creation has the very breath of God within them. No other part of creation did God say, let us create man in our own image. No other part of creation can declare what you and I have from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because we are the crown and pinnacle of His creation. We mean more to Him than anything else in all the world. And what's really amazing about that is even though we fell, even though in our sinfulness we continue to fall, even though in our sinfulness we roll around like pigs in the muck and the mire. I remember my cousin had a pig farm growing up, and I would go over there sometimes, and it was just the grossest thing in the world. I couldn't wait to leave. I mean, I didn't know why pigs were rolling around in the mud. I didn't know that was good sunscreen. I guess maybe I should try that sometime. But anyways, that was what they were doing, you know? But then it came time to feed the pigs, and they ate slop. Have any of you ever smelled slop before? My goodness, what a gross thing, you know? That's what we are. We're gross. We roll around in the muck and mire. We eat the slop of sin in our lives. We should be repulsing God. But instead of repulsing God, God loves us. In fact, in our lesson for today from our Old Testament lesson, he said he has set his affection upon us and redeemed us from slavery. We mean so much to him as the crown of his creation, his treasured possessions. He has put his affection on us. He has redeemed us from slavery. He has bought us back from sin, death, and the devil, all because we mean more to him than anything else in all the world. That's how much we mean to God, that he has given us complete affection, complete love, complete redemption, complete salvation, because we are his treasured possessions. And more than that, God has made a promise to us. In his covenant, he's made a promise to us that our sins will be forgiven and that through Jesus Christ, we will live with him forever. And even now, because we are his princes and princesses, even now because we are royalty, even now because we are the crown of his creation, he's preparing a mansion for us, a place to live with him, so that together with our loved ones and all creation, we will be together for all eternity, worshiping around the throne of God, worshiping where there'll be no more tears and no more sadness and no more bad health, and all of those things will be gone. We will be perfect, because that's the kind of God we have. He chose us in baptism. He chooses us in his word. He chooses us in the Lord's Supper to be his own now and forever. And nothing will change that. Nothing we do, nothing we left undone, nothing will change that, because we mean so much to God. And what's really amazing is he continues every day to clean and polish and restore us. I know guys who like cars. I'm not a car person. I'm an airplane person, but I can't afford an airplane. But I know guys with nice cars, and they'll go out, and once a week, they'll clean that car, and they'll polish it, and it'll be all pretty, and it'll be all shiny. I used to do that with my cars, and then one day, I just gave up and said, it's going to be dirty. I got tired of it. But there are some guys, you know, guys into cars, right? And I know women who will take good, very care of their jewelry. I know women who are quilters, and they take good care of their quilting equipment, and they quilt the most beautiful things, and they make sure things are good and perfect. Why? Because it's their treasured possession. In the same way, God continues to clean and polish and shine us through the process of what's called sanctification, through his work in our lives by the power of his Holy Spirit, which he gives us in baptism, which he gives us in his word, which he gives us in the Lord's Supper. That Holy Spirit that works in our lives to cause us to grow in him and him in us, that causes us to continue to shine and glitter and be beautiful as the crown of God's creation. He does it to keep us steadfast in his faith for life everlasting. Like any treasured possession of ours, even more so, God holds tightly on to the promising never to let us go. Like any treasured possession of ours, even more so, God holds tightly on to us, promising to never let us go. St. Paul says in our lesson for today, nothing in all creation will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's how precious we are to God our Father. So precious that he sent his Son to redeem us. So precious that he sent his Son to die on the cross to take our punishment, our sin, our shame, and our guilt away. So precious that when Jesus died on the cross, he gave us his righteousness. So that when God sees us, he doesn't see the sin. He doesn't see the muck and the mire and the slop. No, he sees Jesus himself shining brightly in our lives. So precious are we to God that Jesus rose up from the dead to assure us that we will be with him forever in heaven. Indeed, when God says nothing in all creation, not even life or death itself, can separate us from him, he means it. And he means that we will be with him forever and for all eternity. That is the promise and the hope that is guaranteed to us and that cannot be taken away from us. That is the one great thing I love about being Lutheran, because we know that promise is ours, and we know that even when we fail, and even when we sin, and even when we mess up, or even if we do the best things in the world and live a perfect life, which is really impossible, nothing changes God's view of us, because we are his children, his precious treasures, the crown of his creation, not by our works, but through Jesus Christ, his Son. Unlike any humans who take on and bury away our most treasured possessions, God uses us to shine, sparkle, and draw attention, honor, and praise to himself. I know a lot of humans our nature is when we get something that's precious, when we get something that's collectible, when we get some treasure, we like to hide it away, right? And we'll put it on a shelf and we'll put it in a showcase and we'll show it to very special people who may come in our house. But that's not what God does with us. Not indeed, that's not what he does with us. Remember, through sanctification, he's cleaning us. He's making us shine and sparkle. And he does it because we're the crown of his creation and he wants the crown to shine. I'm watching a show on Netflix right now called The Crown. Have any of you seen it yet? The Crown, it's pretty great. I love it. It's all about Queen Elizabeth and the kind of the history of her family and how she became a queen. And it's really interesting. And one of the things I've noticed is that the queen very rarely wears her crown, very rarely. And I think that's probably true throughout history. Very rarely would the queen put on the crown jewels and wear her crown in public. Instead, they're stored away and people, chosen people can come and see them in Buckingham Palace, but only the chosen few. That's not what God does with us, his crown. No, God with us, he shines us brightly. He puts us out there for the whole world to see. He puts us out front so that people may see him shining in this world around us. He puts us out there to shine in this world where love fails. He puts us out there where we fail so that we may shine to give others hope. He puts us out there in this world where we turn on the news, and I've quit watching the news because all it is negativity, negativity, negativity. So-and-so shot off a missile. So-and-so did this. So-and-so tweeted this. But God puts us out there in the midst of that to say, listen, none of that matters because the most important thing in all creation is that you are my crown and I'm going to show you off because you're spectacular. You are spectacular to me and to my world. Unlike humans, God uses his treasured possession in everyday life, good times and bad times. Sometimes God says, you know what, there's going to be a little trial and hardship, but you're going to go shine out there because I know you got it. I know you've got it because I've got you. I've got your back. I'm holding on to you. Remember, nothing separates us because we're together forever. And so through the hardships and the trials of life, whether it be a cancer diagnosis or a health issue or financial problems or the death of a loved one, whatever that may be we're going through at any given chance, God has put us out there as the crown of his creation because he is still shining his love through us for the world to see, so that they may see the good work of our Lord and Savior and know that he is King and Savior. And in the good times, he does it too. In the good times, we bear witness to his love, showing the world the power of the cross and the empty tomb. It is in the midst of everyday life that we have the hope and assurance that even greater things are to come for his treasured, most prized possession. It is in the midst of everyday life that we have the hope and assurance that even greater things are to come for his treasured, most prized possessions. If life were perfect, we'd have no need for a God. If life were perfect, where would hope be? But it's not perfect. And yet we, as children of God, we as baptized children of God, princes and princesses, prized creation, crown jewels in the kingdom of heaven, we have hope that the world does not have. We have hope in knowing that when we turn on the news and we see all that bad stuff, we know greater things are yet to come. We have hope because we have been given a treasure, the treasure of a grave that is empty. The treasure of a grave where Jesus rose and came back to life. The treasure of an ascension where Jesus rose into heaven to secure our place for eternity. We have hope, a treasure that God gives us, that even in the midst of the hardest times of this world, we do not mourn, we do not cry, we do not grieve as the world does. We do it with hope. We do it with rejoicing. We do it with our eyes focused on the cross and the empty tomb, knowing that because Jesus lives, we too will live forever. We do it with the sure and certain confidence in knowing that God does not let us go. He promises us that over and over again throughout his word. He promises that again in today's epistle lesson. He does not let us go. He holds on to us. He cherishes us. He polishes us. He cleanses us. He loves us. He clings to us. And he prepares something so far greater than what we can think or imagine, even now, that nothing in all creation can compare to what God has in store for you and for me. You are the crown of creation. You are the most treasured possessions in all the world. Don't let Satan take that away from you. And don't let the world take it either. Go out. Hold your heads high. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice in his forgiveness and salvation. And he is with you now, and he will be with you always. In his